Good morning, everyone. Members of the public, members of law enforcement, members of the drug and alcohol treatment community, my own staff and members of the media. Special thanks to other agencies who were able to come and support the law enforcement treatment initiative we're kicking off today in Luzerne County. In particular, my colleagues, A.G. Howell, the district attorney from Wayne County, Mike Greek, the district attorney from Carbon County, and my friend Joe Peters, the district attorney from Wyoming County. Last but not least, of course, Luzerne County especially welcomes Attorney General Michelle Henry. The Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative is no small endeavor. For too many years and for far too long, law enforcement looked at the addiction problem as though it were something we could arrest our way out of. Over time, especially with the opioid epidemic, members of the public, members of the medical community, and members of law enforcement all learned at the same time that new initiatives were necessary to help people suffering from this terrible disease. It is with great pleasure today that I announce the kickoff of the Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative, or the LETI program, which the Luzerne County District Attorney's Office is endeavoring to begin with the assistance of the Attorney General's Office. This effort began under A.G. Henry's predecessor, Attorney General, now Governor Josh Shapiro. He contacted our office touting the benefits of this program and attempting to get Luzerne County to sign on, and knowing what kind of issues that we have in Luzerne County with all kinds of controlled substance use and addiction, I thought it was the perfect program to assist the members of the public, not only those suffering from substance abuse disorder, but the members of their family who also feel those effects. In order to introduce this program, to exemplify what kind of magnitude this program means to Luzerne County, the Attorney General herself, Michelle Henry, has come to assist in telling the public about the program that her office has really begun in many counties. I believe Luzerne County is the 20th county to begin this program across the state. I'd like to tell you a little bit about Attorney General Henry. Michelle Henry is a lifelong public servant and 26-year veteran prosecutor. She is Pennsylvania's acting Attorney General. She's widely recognized for her work ethic and singular dedication to public service. A.G. Henry rose from an intern in the Westmoreland County District Attorney's Office to now serve as the Chief Law Enforcement Officer for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Michelle was raised in Westmoreland County, remains a proud Golden Lion. Her life and career have crisscrossed the state of Pennsylvania and impacted all communities across this Commonwealth. She's a graduate of Greensburg-Salem Public Schools, Allegheny College, and the Widener University School of Law. In her legal career, A.G. Henry clerked for now-retired Lancaster County President Judge Michael Georgelis. She dedicated over 20 years of her career to being an assistant district attorney in Bucks County. She took on critical jobs including Chief of Major Crimes, Chief of Child Abuse, and later First Assistant. She was appointed the Bucks County District Attorney with a bipartisan vote in 2008. Upon the election of Attorney General Henry's predecessor, Josh Shapiro, she was appointed First Deputy Attorney General. Michelle has always been known to lead by example and be first in line for the toughest cases. Attorney General Henry is admired statewide as an excellent attorney who also pushed major initiatives such as the Bucks County Children's Advocacy Center, and also took a leading role in educating junior prosecutors from across the Commonwealth. As First Deputy Attorney General, A.G. Henry was responsible for overseeing all of the office's legal matters, including criminal cases to seek justice for victims, civil suits representing the Commonwealth, and public protection cases fighting for the rights of Pennsylvania consumers. During her tenure as First Deputy, Michelle Henry was recognized for her tireless work safeguarding the office's mission to protect and serve Pennsylvanians as the legal advocate for the Commonwealth. Chief among those honors was A.G. Henry's admittance to the American College of Trial Lawyers, one of the premier legal associations in North America, and also the receipt of Widener University Commonwealth Law School's 2017 Excellence in Public Service Alumni Award for her extraordinary contributions to public service. Over the course of my 20 years in the District Attorney's Office and the various seminars and conferences that I have attended statewide, it's been a great pleasure to meet now Attorney General Henry and to call her my friend. And without further ado, I introduce Attorney General Michelle Henry.
Well, let me begin by thanking my friend and district attorney for those kind words and for hosting us in Luzerne County. I am really excited to be here and to be announcing Luzerne County's participation in this very important program. What we all know, every single person standing here understands that we can't combat the opioid epidemic without a coalition of partners that work very hard and are strong supporters. And that's what we have here today. And as the district attorney said, and let me emphasize why this is so important. As a longtime prosecutor, I saw over and over again what happened with the same individuals. They would get arrested for drug offenses. They would come into court. They would get convicted. They would get sentenced. And then, inevitably, they would reoffend. It was like a revolving door. And usually, what did not happen was there was no help. There was no recognition of a need for treatment. There was no outstretched hand that said, we are here to give you the treatment that you need. And that was what was missing, and that was why it was a revolving door. We need to recognize that those individuals are struggling with addiction and they need treatment to recover. And that is what LETI is about. It is about providing access to those individuals, to breaking down the barriers and to making treatment something that can really happen as opposed to continuing the revolving door. With the opioid epidemic killing 15 people a day in Pennsylvania, we need to make sure that we are working toward treatment and that we are combating this crisis on all fronts. The Office of Attorney General started under now Governor Shapiro's leadership of combating this in different ways. The first way is arresting the drug dealers that push the fentanyl and the heroin on the corners of our streets and make our communities unsafe. So we have to do that, and we do that. The second thing that the Office of Attorney General has done is to go after the drug companies that have fueled this crisis and hold them accountable. And finally, it is to bolster treatment for those individuals. We went to battle against manufacturers like Purdue Pharma to force them to pay for what they did. We also worked very, very hard with many states to lead a national coalition against the drug distributors. And as a result of that, we brought $26 billion in from them. Over $1 billion goes to Pennsylvania to fight this. And specifically, $2.6 million right here to Luzerne County to use specifically for this problem. Not for highways, not for other issues, but for this problem. And because we recognize that, unfortunately, fentanyl is now being replaced. Fentanyl is replacing heroin. Our BNI agents continue to fight this fight. In the last year, they have seized more fentanyl than they did the previous 4 years. So we must continue to fight this battle. And Leti is a key important part of that, because what Leti does, and it's relatively new to law enforcement, is it focuses, as I said, on accessibility. How can individuals struggling get the treatment they need? Sometimes people who are suffering from addiction, as everybody understands, don't know where to turn, and they don't know who they can trust. And today, Luzerne County District Attorney's Office and the police force says, turn to us. We can help. And that's really important. We first launched Leti in 2018 in Somerset County. And under the leadership of our strategic initiative operator, Dr. Janine Holter, who's here today, she has helped law enforcement connect people who need help to county drug and alcohol treatment services. And the policy adopted by the district attorney here in Luzerne County allows other stakeholders from the community to make these important referrals to allow individuals access to treatment. To date, nearly 700 individuals have been referred to treatment through our Leti program, and they're working toward recovery. This is a powerful sign, and we are here to help, and we are going to continue this fight. And I am so grateful and thankful that Luzerne County has taken this step. They are the 20th county, and we hope that we will continue to increase that number. But we appreciate everybody coming out today, and we appreciate Luzerne County for joining the Attorney General in this important program. And now I'll turn it back over to the District Attorney. Thank you.
Our next speaker is also a very close friend of mine. As you know, Luzerne County is made up of 67 municipalities, four of which are major cities. Our largest city is the city of Wilkes-Barre. The current chief of the city of Wilkes-Barre began rather humble beginnings in the borough of Laughlin as a police officer, went on to work as a police officer in Pottstown. He had then joined the Wilkes-Barre City Police Department, where he worked narcotics, became a member of the task force with the Drug Enforcement Agency of the federal government. He is a detective. He returned to Wilkes-Barre to assume the role as chief of police. His department and our office work very closely on major and minor crimes. They handle approximately 4,000 calls each and every month. It's my pleasure to introduce my friend, Chief Joe Coffey.
Good morning. Today, I have the privilege of joining District Attorney Sam Sangaducci and Attorney General Michelle Henry in announcing the start of the Attorney General's Leti program in Luzerne County. Through our job in law enforcement, we continuously have to deal with people suffering from addiction. We respond daily to overdoses where officers have administered naloxone to save somebody's life. At times, these incidents are reoccurring with the same individual. We deal with many of the quality of life issues and criminal activity that oftentimes accompanies addiction. Through this program, we can address someone's addiction prior to that person being involved in the criminal justice system, or at least catch them in the very beginning. It could be as easy as a contact and a referral that could lead that person to treatment. This program provides us an immediate opportunity for intervention and follow-up if needed. In addition to the drug court system, this program is an additional resource that will help us deal immediately with individuals in which we have contact with suffering from addiction. It's an opportunity for us in law enforcement to address the problem of drug abuse and for us to be a part of getting people the help that they need. It will help people understand that we are here to help them and not just arrest and incarcerate them when treatment would be a better option for that individual. What a better example of community policing is there? The program will increase the number of people that we can get treatment for due to the fact that the referral can be immediate. The more people we can help will decrease the amount of people that we have to deal with in the criminal justice system, and because we know that treatment is a life-saving measure and eventually will result in a safer community. It's a win-win situation for law enforcement. I personally congratulate the AG's office and the DA's office for entering this partnership and providing us with another tool in our tool belt to help those in need and to ultimately reduce crime. Thank you.
Although my primary role with Luzerne County is, of course, the chief law enforcement officer as district attorney, there are many facets to attacking the problem of substance abuse disorder. Our next speaker is one of those people without whom Luzerne County would be set back 50 to 100 years in the attack on this problem. Ryan Hogan is the administrator for the Luzerne and Wyoming County drug and alcohol programs. This program has been designated by the Pennsylvania Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs as a single county authority for drug and alcohol services in Luzerne and Wyoming counties. The SCA is responsible for planning, designing, and implementing a comprehensive array of services covering the full continuum of care to the residents of Luzerne and Wyoming County in the areas of prevention, intervention, treatment, and treatment-related services. As you are likely aware, Luzerne County was awarded over $20 million as a result of the opioid settlement for the opioid addiction problem that we've seen cover not only Luzerne County and Wyoming County, but the state of Pennsylvania. It's my pleasure to introduce Ryan Hogan.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to start by thanking Attorney General Michelle Henry and Dr. Janine Holter from the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General and our own Luzerne County District Attorney, Sam Sanguadulce. Without their persistence and dedication to the Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative, this kickoff would not be possible. Again, my name is Ryan Hogan. I am the Drug and Alcohol Administrator for Luzerne and Wyoming Counties. I'm very excited to be here, but I'm more excited for Luzerne County. This Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative, commonly referred to as LETI, is a unique and creative approach to pre-arrest diversion and a policy of deflection for those who have no interaction with police but are seeking help voluntarily. I'm happy our Luzerne-Wyoming County Drug and Alcohol Department can partner in this program, serving as the primary point of contact for drug and alcohol services and drug and alcohol program oversight. As the Drug and Alcohol Administrator, part of my job is to regularly assess the drug and alcohol needs of our two-county joinder. A criminal record is one of the most common barriers in the pursuit of a happy and healthy life in recovery. When I talk about the LETI program to colleagues of mine who happen to be in recovery, they always talk about how they wish there was a LETI program when they were active in their addiction. They often shared how their criminal backgrounds followed them throughout their time in recovery as they look for new jobs or try to find a place to rent. The LETI program allows us to get ahead of those potential long-term problems and consequences. My favorite part of the LETI program is that it's completely driven by law enforcement and supported by our district attorney and our magisterial district judges. The LETI program demonstrates concretely that our law enforcement officers are supportive and willing to act as a conduit to treatment services when they deem it appropriate. If done right and if done well, LETI has the potential to do a lot of good for Luzerne County. LETI can possibly reduce stigma between law enforcement, the criminal justice system, and the individual struggling with a substance use disorder. LETI has the potential to reduce overdose events and overdose deaths. LETI increases access points for treatment services. It helps reduce the long-term impacts of the criminal justice system and criminal records on the individual. And lastly, it can externally motivate an individual to engage in treatment services, including inpatient rehab and medication-assisted treatments throughout Luzerne and Wyoming counties. There's a lot of upside to Luzerne County and this LETI program. I'm honored to be a part of it today, and I'm honored to kick it off today. I look forward to working with all law enforcement going forward. Thank you all.
One of my initial concerns when we began to discuss kicking off a LETI program in Luzerne County had to do with its effect on our drug treatment court. Luzerne County, I'm happy to say, you know, the LETI program is not the first alternative to arrest that Luzerne County has looked at in the way of assisting individuals with substance abuse disorder. And I would be remiss if I didn't recognize some people in the crowd that have assisted in all of those programs. I notice in the back, Danielle Goldowski and Tim and Jen are with our adult probation department and run our drug treatment court program. I'd like to a round of applause for you all. And also I see in the crowd Assistant DA Jim McMonagle, who was an intricate part of the treatment process and working with adult probation in that respect. Our next speaker is also an intricate part of that process, and I'm happy to say that, you know, my issues were resolved when I learned that the LETI program does not take away from our drug treatment court process, but rather is a supplement to it. It's a program that allows not only police, but as was mentioned earlier, the members of adult probation, members of our magisterial district justice offices, really anyone can refer cases into LETI to help those that need assistance actually get assistance. Our next speaker, I'm proud to say, is our Division Chief of Specialty Courts. She began as a defense attorney. She was on the other side and came to me when we had an opening in our specialty court division chief that essentially functions as not only juvenile court, but treatment courts, mental health courts. And she came to our office seeking to become a prosecutor, which gave me great hesitation. As it turns out, she has a very unique perspective in assisting individuals that need help and ferreting out cases. You know, not every person that deals with drugs should get treatment. Some people need to go to jail. That's just the way it is. You know, traffickers that are constantly peddling this poison to people that are trying to get help, those are people that just need to go to jail and need to be taken away from those people seeking help. Jessica Miraglia is one of those people that has a unique perspective and can separate the wheat from the chaff, as it were, and it's my pleasure to introduce ADA Jessica Miraglia.
Good morning, everybody. Is it still morning? My watch is dead, so I'm not even sure. Thank you all for being here. I'm glad everybody could be here today. My name's Jessica, and I'm an addict. This June, I will be 17 years clean, and I have... I have treatment programs just like LETI to thank for that. I have a very intense treatment program, more specifically, the Luzerne County Treatment Court program to thank for that. I was one of the first graduates of the Luzerne County Treatment Court. I started that program in 2006. I began using drugs in eighth grade. I was only 13 years old, and I can't even tell you why. Why did I turn to drugs back then? Was it the way I was raised? Was it who I was hanging out with? Was I filling a void? Who knows? I can't even tell you. What I could tell you is that when I was 15, I was in a car accident where my best friend was killed, and I was expelled from high school. But I continued to use. I continued to get high. When I was 16, I overdosed. I died. I was in a coma for days, but I continued to use. I had numerous run-ins with the police, starting as a juvenile with minor offenses, disorderly conduct, underage drinking. And when I was 18, I got arrested as an adult. Handcuffs, back of the cop car, photographed, the whole nine yards. But I continued to use. Didn't matter. Continued to get high. It's kind of ironic that I'm speaking here today, because 18 years ago, the Attorney General's office surrounded my house to arrest me. It may sound funny, but it's the best thing that ever could have happened to me. Obviously, the Attorney General's office is well beyond its time, because even back then, the Attorney General, Bob O'Hara, who was prosecuting me, helped me get into treatment instead of just throwing me in prison. I was suddenly held accountable. I was frequently drug tested. I had to go to counseling, meetings, get a sponsor. I finally got all the help I needed. I wanted to get clean. I wanted to stop using, and I wanted to make people proud of me. But it was really, really, really hard. It's still the hardest thing I do. For the first time ever, I had an entire team of people caring about me, supporting me, believing in me. That's what treatment does. Treatment provided me with the tools I needed to make all the right decisions in the future. So my road to redemption was really a circle. I ended up exactly where I began, back with the awesome Luzerne County Treatment Court team. Today, as Sam said, I'm the Division Chief of Specialty Courts in the DA's office here in Luzerne County. With that, I oversee the treatment court. I also personally handle the mental health court, the DUI treatment court, and the juvenile treatment courts. When someone's telling you guys they don't want to use, but they keep doing it and they keep getting high, they're not lying to you. It's not easy. Remember I told you that I died and that didn't even stop me? Being an addict in recovery is an everyday fight. The want to use never actually goes away. You chase that dragon forever. A recovering addict is going to be the strongest person in the room because every day they have a constant battle with themselves. Each night, you lay down to sleep and you realize you've overcome it. Winning is pretty cool on a daily basis, and that's what recovery could do for you. You could win every single night. The road to redemption is filled with many failures along the way. Giving up is the easy thing to do. But when you hold it all together, even when everyone else would expect you to fall apart, that's the true strength. I don't really have to preach to everyone in this room about how important treatment programs are. I think we're all here for the same reason. But it's our job to make sure everybody outside of this room understands how important the treatment programs are. I could have easily been thrown away. I could have been thrown in prison, treated as another junkie who didn't stand a chance. Don't give up on people. Making a difference really matters, and second chances really do start here. We are the future. Thank you.
If that's not a shining example that all hope is not lost, I don't know what is. A few other people I'd like to recognize here today. Obviously, the members of law enforcement that are supporting this program. As I've said before, throughout the years, it was all too easy to say, you know, let's just lock them up. This is a choice. And I think, as Jessica put more poetically than I could ever say, it isn't really a choice. You know, you don't want to use, but you know, it's something that you just can't resist. And every day, we need to help more people win. I'd also like to recognize, I see Anne-Marie Brasky is here, the head of our probation department. A round of applause. Without the support of Anne-Marie and the whole probation department, none of these programs would get off the ground. Once again, I'd like to thank our speakers, Chief Joe Coffey, Jessica Moralia, Ryan Hogan, and of course, Attorney General Michelle Henry. I'm very confident with all the support that Luzerne County has, Janine Holter, the Attorney General's office, probation, the police, and of course Jessica, who's going to hold my feet to the fire to make sure that this program succeeds, that we are going to be able to help more people suffering from substance abuse disorder than ever before in Luzerne County history, and it's an honor to be a part of that. Thank you all for coming today. It's been truly an honor to serve the people of Luzerne County, but more particularly to help implement this program. Thank you very much.